From a shed in the middle of a cow pasture, Daymark Studios presents to you the Totally Useless Podcast. Here to take part of your day that you'll never get back, your hosts, Jack and Johnny.
Hello, good sir.
Hey, do I have a mute button?
A headphone mute or a mic mute?
Microphone. I just had to burp earlier. I just didn't know.
No, I'm the only one that bought that mic mute.
That was a smart purchase.
It probably doesn't work anymore. It looks flooded.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a stomp mute, flooded. And it was like the studio got soaked by 3 or 4 inches.
Studio is not the only thing that got soaked by 3 or 4 inches. The return of the Useless Podcast is a little unexpected. Did you just turn on the air conditioner?
The air conditioner's on, but
kicked
on.
It feels good. I don't know. I didn't think we would be here.
And what temperature do we need?
69.
That's an optimal temperature.
The fact that you're using the same computer from literally 8 years ago when we started this is a little concerning.
It's the only time I ever used the Macintosh.
If you would like me to donate to the Save a Podcast Fund and upgrade the computer, we can do that.
Yeah, because I'm saving on like an external drive. That's how much hard drive space is left on this ancient piece of...
It's a little rough, but I guess we'll see how long it goes and
It has to have been sitting in the bag untouched for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, we'll see how many episodes we get in before we quit or I quit.
And yeah, then, that sounds about right.
Have some whore in here taking my place.
Yeah. When you quit, though, the podcast died. I didn't record a single time after you quit.
Yeah, I hope I have less restrictions and more availability now.
Yeah.
Plus, we can do it remotely.
Yeah.
I got internet now.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's on the table.
Yeah, there is a way to do it over Zoom.
Yeah, I'm in. As long as the audio quality is the same. Like I said, the echo, I can still hear. And
you just have to get a recording level device at your end.
Okay. I'm glad that both of our listeners are going to understand what we're saying.
Yeah, who are we sending this to?
Everybody.
Really?
Yeah, we'll buy a billboard out on 50 and just advertise to the whole world.
So the podcast has done nothing but burn holes in our pockets with cash. We're going to go spend cash on advertising.
Sounds about normal for us.
About 5 years in, now that podcasts are dying.
Podcasts are dying?
From what I can tell, yeah. Nobody listens to them anymore.
I saw today that the internet was dying.
What happened there?
I don't know. They said that the internet's getting used less now. I think it's great. Everybody should go buy cows.
Yeah, we're getting to that point. When our dollar's worth nothing, it matters how many cows you have outside.
Exactly. I'm rich in the eyes of the meat market. Do you have anything to talk about? Did you take notes?
I didn't prepare at all.
Oh, my God. I got two notes.
Okay. All right. We'll start with what you got, and I'll make something up by the time we get there.
I think one of these topics could take us the duration of the time that we have together.
I just can't wait for you to click that lighter just so it makes a nice click sound in the middle of the podcast.
There is a lighter that was sitting on the table.
And he's been fidgeting with it the entire podcast.
I haven't clicked it. I even went as far as opening my Coke Zero Cherry beforehand so you didn't have to hear the ksh.
Yeah, but that'd be par for the course on this. I mean, a couple of the podcasts, we had cows literally mooing outside the door.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be. The way God intended podcast. I had to drop off a drive shaft in a questionable part of town today. And I'm at the light watching Netflix in my truck. And I look up at the adult establishment to my immediate left.
Okay.
And on the marquee, it says, "Less fake news, more fake boobs."
Okay.
All right. Here's my question. Is there such thing as a fake boob?
I imagine there is, yes.
Okay. Is there such thing as a fake boob that is attached to someone?
Not that I know of.
At that point, doesn't it become real?
Fair enough. I can agree with that. Okay. But what do you call boobs that have enhancements?
I think you just answered the question.
Okay, so they're boobs with enhancements, just not fake boobs.
Augmented boobs.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you a fan of the fake love cushions?
Yes.
Oh, do you prefer them?
No, there's no preference.
There's no preference?
No, small or large, fake or non-fake. I'm not picky.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize that fake boobs were fun.
Until you got to play with them?
Yes. I'm trying to think how to answer that question. You just clicked something after you said I was going to. Why?
I didn't know it would make sound.
So anyway, I saw this while I was driving today, and I'm like, this is rich because it's an election year.
Okay.
And we're still talking about fake news.
That's interesting.
Like how many, that was loud. How many years later?
Mm-hmm.
4 years later, we're still talking about
fake news. Well, the same guy's still running.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who coined the term is running again.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think he literally is the owner of that worm. He probably trademarked it by now.
I'm so shocked that you don't have a boob preference.
I mean, I prefer a girl has them.
Okay.
But I'm not picky either way.
But it could be real, fake, small, big, doesn't matter. Mm-mm. Hanging to their knees.
The only thing I can think is too big. There's a potential that too big is a potential.
I can see that.
Have you seen some of those posts? They're like insane.
What?
Like on social media, there's the girls that go to, I don't know, bigger than basketball size.
I remember there was this girl that in like the late 90s, her name was Minka. Minka, number one Asian big boob queen. I don't know. I remember the catchphrase.
Yeah. And you're not talking about somebody we used to know.
We used to know somebody named Minka?
No. An Asian with fake boobs.
Oh. Well, she would come join us if we asked her to.
If you asked her.
Oh, are you guys not talking?
Randomly. Very, very randomly. I sent pictures of her house when I boat by it, though.
Oh, I don't even know where she lives, but I'm assuming on the water now.
Yeah, somewhat.
Well,
you can see it from the water, that's for sure.
Well, let's hit her up, and we should call Kyle.
He blocked you, didn't he?
Yes, but I saw him in traffic the other day.
What's he driving these days?
Same truck. Blue Dodge Dakota.
How the heck is that truck still running?
How the hell hasn't it been repossessed?
I don't know. Well, it's good to know he's still alive.
I'm honestly...
Every once in a while, I was checking obituaries for that guy.
I'm a little disappointed in your lack of interest in the more fake boobs at the strip club marquee that I saw today. I really thought that was going to carry the whole show.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Why? Because I need a preference? What's your preference?
You can't have a preference by the way I look at it. There is no such thing as a fake boob.
Oh, okay. You just wanted to do it on semantics.
Well, no. I like I said, I did not realize that there was a difference until you spent some time in the trenches. It changes you as a man. You
gotcha.
Know? And now I think the sign's right.
Yeah. Do you know there is like a fake boobs news channel or something like that?
What does that even mean?
Like it's a channel where girls in scantily clad clothing deliver the news. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure on TikTok you could find it.
Oh, like a TikTok thing, not like a CNBC. Well,
they all use... No, it's like legitimate news, though. They cover real news. But I don't remember the name of it. Nor do I follow it, so I'm not going to be able to search, but...
I tried to search, but I didn't... If you even look for it on TikTok, your algorithm is going to be completely fucked for the next 6 months.
That's very possible. Well, how many months are left before they're blocked?
True. True. Somebody will buy them, at least in a shell company, and say they're American.
I have a feeling that Facebook or Instagram is just going to... They're already working on faking up that same algorithm.
Where were you tonight?
I was in Tampa for work,
mm-hmm.
and then I drove home.
Oh, okay.
Right. Stopped at a local establishment.
Okay.
For some wings.
Oh, I like wings.
Yeah.
I like naked wings.
Yeah, I like grilled wings.
They have grilled wings?
Grilled boneless.
Did you know that KFC used to have grilled chicken?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was my favorite.
Yeah. Was it really grilled, though, or did they paint the grill lines on it?
Oh, I don't think it was grilled at all. It wasn't deep fried and breaded. Yeah. Or it wasn't breaded. It was probably still fried in the same grease.
Probably. Nothing like good old fried chicken. How do you not have fried chicken at Country Fried Chicken?
I don't know. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken, not Country Fried Chicken.
When we were playing back the audio, did our voices sound too similar?
No. Why?
I've heard from somebody years ago that they said our voices are fairly similar. That if you didn't know us, it would be very difficult to differentiate
well,
between the two
voices.
Well,
that's their
problem. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to like pitch up my voice or something.
No, don't pitch up your voice. We need to practice more, though.
Well, yeah. We used to prepare for an entire week or two before the podcast.
Well, I just want to see if it would work and if it actually uploads to iTunes and stuff. And
oh, it's definitely deleted.
No, I meant this episode.
Well, yeah, I have to reinstall everything.
Oh, well, I mean, thank God you have plenty of time.
Yeah, I might be able to figure it out in an hour or two tonight.
Doing the podcast, it's repetition. It got better over time. Like being in the trenches with the boobs, people started to like it.
Got better over time?
Somehow, yes. I don't know. I'd like somebody to explain that one to me.
Yeah, I've never really had a preference. Whatever makes... Because ultimately, the idea behind attractiveness is not so much... And girls do this with guys, too. It's attractiveness, 75% of attractiveness has to do with confidence. Like, both girls and guys.
So is that why you can be confident as, like, just a fat white guy? Because your dick's not hanging out?
Well, the dick part, that's not something that you base attractiveness on, I assume.
But the boobs are.
Yes, but the girl is confident enough. Any girl that has them, her confidence level numbers rise drastically.
Okay.
And if a girl's confident, then she's going to dress differently because of the confidence and become more attractive. Whereas if she's not confident, she...
I think the level of attractiveness is the same regardless of what they're wearing.
It's all in the other person's head. Like, because you're talking about confidence, that's an internal thing. That's not an external thing. Like, are you confident in yourself and comfortable with yourself?
I guess so. I would like to bring our water living friend in and ask her.
Oh, okay.
What, the one we were talking about? You said you boat by her house.
Yeah, the West Shore girl.
Wow, why don't you just give out her address?
The West Shore is the longest sidewalk, continuous sidewalk in the entire United States.
You're like a fucking book of things we don't need to know.
Yeah, but that makes it so unspecific.
Are you allergic to cats?
Yes.
I'm thinking about getting a cat.
Why? You want stuff knocked off the counter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just want something a little more chill than the dog.
Well, you do... Stick to non-chill breeds.
Oh, my dog is chill, but yeah. It's that fucking Dalmatian that doesn't stop moving.
Mm-hmm. Dalmatians are known for me not chill. Golden retrievers are known for having retriever energy.
Oh my God, you just brought up something I need to talk about.
Okay.
Are you familiar with a golden retriever?
As a person?
Yes.
I've heard you described as that more recently.
What the fuck is that?
Do you have a retriever?
No, I have a Labrador. There's a difference.
Labrador retriever.
Yeah, but it's not a golden retriever.
Correct.
Do you know who else is referred to as a golden retriever?
No, I don't.
Travis Kelce.
That's possible.
It's just like the run up and wag your tail and just like look up at that person. And just do whatever it takes to make them happy. Like a golden retriever just wants to fucking make you happy. Like it just sits there and fucking shakes its ass. Every time you stand up, it stands up with you. And it gets excited when you walk in the door. I didn't know that you... I didn't remember having that conversation with you. But you said you said retriever, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's a interesting terminology to be described as a dog and be considered complimentary. Because usually when you use the dog term, it's a very... Bitch. Detrimental.
Basically, I'm Travis Kelce now.
Have you ever asked Google what the definition of the word is?
Huh? You mean like an urban dictionary thing?
Yeah. Why don't you just ask?
I can do that. I don't use Google, though.
Well, they're all over the house, so if you ask, it will respond.
Oh, I was typing it in right now. Wow.
No, I asked the question, what if a female dog is called a bitch, What is a male dog called?
That is the question?
That's the question I asked Google and found an interesting.
So my favorite thing when I went to type in golden retriever on Urban Dictionary is the first thing that came up was golden shower.
Of course it would.
Golden retriever, a male who is goofy and gullible, yet very loyal, protective, is often confused but excited and just wants to make others laugh.
That's a fair description for you.
The second definition, a guy that is sweet, gullible, goofy, and is smart, but can be dumb from time to time. Wow,
I don't know that describes
I think
you.
I'm just getting closer to getting told to go fuck myself. All right. But yeah.
The first part of it is very complimentary.
And then it takes a nosedive. Well, now it's your turn to come up with the topic.
Golden Retriever. I'm the one that came up with the Golden Retriever.
No, you just said it in conversation.
Yes. But that's why I'm here, because I'm not supposed to start the conversation. I bridge the conversation.
You bridge the conversation to myself?
Yeah. Have you ever watched the Two Bears podcast?
No.
Two Bears, One Cave?
Oh, my God, no. But you got me started now.
Yeah, because you got Bert Kreischer and you've got Tom Segura. Tom Segura will say something and just shut up for 20 minutes, because then Bert just tells a story.
Oh, those are the guys from The Roast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know them. I do know that... in the gay community, I'm considered a bear.
I'd like to know how you learned this.
Well, because I'm a husky, hairy, bearded gentleman.
So somebody called you a bear?
I've been referred that way for 10 years or so.
Okay.
Oh, you're a bear. I love me a bear. Come here, you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, the greatest compliment is getting hit on by someone of the same sex.
I've heard that.
They're the pickiest.
Not in the male community.
Oh, well, go fuck yourself. All right. Anything else you want to ruin for me tonight?
I would say girls are pickier than guys.
That's in every...
every species?
Take, for example, the peacock. The male has the big, colorful feathers and fans itself out and shit. So, no.
No, that's the prettiest of them. I'm just saying picky.
Well, yeah, but you can't
like be in the picky. Choice from the male.
You can't be picky, men picky with all those pretty feathers.
Well, I'm saying it's reverse. Girls are picky. They want the guy or the peacock with the best feathers. That's why they have to show off.
No, they the girls all look are picky. Great with those feathers. There's not a bad looking peacock out there, and you know it.
Isn't the female peacock the ugly one of the with no fanning feathers, and the male is the one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So in the peacock species, the female is the picky one.
No, she just likes to be wooed. She's not picky. She'll take any peacock that comes up there and shows off.
I doubt it.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Well, because if you believed in evolution, why would the peacock have pretty feathers?
To attract mates.
Correct. So the prettier version would attract a better mate.
Okay.
Or a more fertile mate. So the reason it gets prettier and prettier and prettier and it's gotten to the full color mode would be theoretically because the prettier they are, the more they mate.
Okay. I can agree with that.
And that's how Tinder works.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have...
The prettier the guy is, the more likely you're to swipe right.
Yeah. 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 I guess so.
And then on the guy's side, it's just like we develop apps that automatically swipe right on every girl.
I've heard of that. Speaking of Kyle.
Yeah.
Why would you just swipe right on every girl?
So you can talk to somebody.
Oh my God. The last time I was on there, I can remember how picky I was.
How successful is it when you're picky?
I don't know. I mean, all of that. And, I guess I've met people both ways, so it doesn't matter. But I just know, like, I remember my filters because you could filter by
age,
race, distance, height, weight, political stance.
On Tinder?
Yeah.
Jeez, I've not been on it in a long time.
If they have kids, if they want kids, like all this, I remember like really narrowing it down. And then you get like six Jewish girls that just live within 600 yards of your house and that's it.
That could be optimal.
That's what you get to pick from. By the time you narrow it all the way down, it's like, oh man. No, I'm kidding about that. But it's been a minute since I've tried that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I got rid of the app a while ago.
What? Why? Did you find true love?
I'm not attractive.
I'm not sure if I should agree with you or not.
That's up to you.
I'm not attractive either, but if they could hear you talk through Tinder.
That doesn't make it any better for me.
Oh, are you funny?
For you. You say I'm funny twice a year.
That's about how many times you're funny.
Yeah, that's what you say.
What do you do that's funny? What did I say last time?
I don't remember.
Could it be the changing table crib thing behind me?
I don't think so.
Is there a noise in the background?
It's me fiddling with the AirPods.
No, I heard like an alarm.
That's the AirPods.
Oh, wow. Those are regular AirPods. Those aren't even pros.
They're pros.
Those are pros?
They're fatties.
Hold on. Let me get something out of my pocket. Look at this.
You need an AirTag on your AirPods?
That's an AirTag on my Beats, but yes.
Oh, you got Beats.
Yeah. Well, look how big that case is compared to yours. Massive. I know.
And why'd you do Beats over the AirPods?
They're so much more comfortable, and they're black.
Okay. Why don't you go black?
Yeah. You know, I wonder if they're going to make a black AirTag.
They should.
I don't have my wallet. I have it on my...
But Beats are by Apple. They don't have Find My iPhone on them?
They do, but they don't work.
The point is that.
I mean, I can leave them on the kitchen counter for 2 days, go to find them, hit Find My, hit Chime, and they don't connect.
Oh, because if they're dead, they won't be
findable. They weren't dead. I mean, they don't die. I charge this case once every 2 months.
Hmm.
Wow.
We're definitely out of sort. Like, we're not used to being super quiet.
And we're not used to being super quiet, but we're also not used to having this much noise making. We had those leather pads before.
Did we?
I think on our desk.
We might have.
We'll get something more permanent if we can actually get this uploaded. I think we might have to invest.
It's not if, it's just when.
And I think we need to invest in a new piece of hardware to operate this. I actually have the perfect solution.
Okay.
I could not think of anything better to do than drop more money into this podcast.
All right.
So.
Well, if you got the funds to do it.
Well, I might as well.
What's your next trip?
It's coming up in June.
Yeah.
I'd rather
Where
not
you going?
Share the date. Just to the Bahamas. Do you want to go with me?
I'd love to if I didn't work.
Oh, you shouldn't.
I just booked my trip to Mexico.
Oh, going to Cancun?
Mm-hmm.
The cartel loves white guys there.
They do.
I hope everything works out for you.
Yeah. I don't think they like, you know, ugly old white guys, but...
You keep saying you're ugly and old, and I don't think that's true.
Well, I hit the magic number now.
I know.
This is the magic number.
Are you going to say it out loud?
That's the hill number, isn't it?
Are you going to say it out loud?
The 40.
Yeah, 40. 40 years old. God, you are fucking old.
Exactly. That's the over-the-hill mark, isn't it?
I mean...
All the over-the-hill parties are 40-year-old birthdays.
We should have had a party for you.
Yeah, we had a party.
What?
We had a party.
We did?
Yeah, we had steaks and...
Oh, yeah, we went to...
Conversation.
We went to Outback for 45 minutes and called it a party.
Yeah, it works for me.
I got to stop touching things.
That's what cheese and...
Yeah, it is. Did you hear they're coming out with another Office? Is it another version of The Office?
Oh, that's... You keep believing these posters that are coming
How
out.
Dare you?
You see a Breaking Bad poster and all of a sudden you believe it's going to be real.
Is Office
real or not?
Oh my God. If you type in Office on Google, you know what you get? Microsoft Office.
Yeah, they must pay good money for that because I think people would be more into searching the show rather than.
Yeah, I guess I should have Googled this beforehand, but you mentioned The Office and Steve Carell is doing something. Some sort of spinoff.
He was on a podcast and he was talking about a possibility.
Doing some sort of spinoff, not like The Office continued or something.
It's not Scranton, it's somewhere else.
Right, yeah, different location. Yep.
Did they try a spinoff? Or was it just another office that Jim was at for a while? I can't remember.
I think like all of those are spinoffs, like Parks and Rec. That's a spinoff of The Office.
It has to be. It's so close to it.
And there was another one. I almost felt like 30 Rock was kind of a spinoff. It was all the same network.
Yeah. Like you've got two shows that are exactly the same, just for two different generations. Because you had Arrested Development.
Great show.
And Schitt's Creek.
Great show.
Exactly the same show. Just two different generations. One was millennials and one was zennials.
One lived in a hotel and one lived in a model home. Huge difference. Huge difference. I can't even remember what the name
the concept is exactly the same.
What was the name of the hotel in Schitt's Creek?
I don't remember.
I remember the model home that they lived in, the attic and stuff. And
but to me, the original, as far as you can go back, is the true, like...
God bless you, sir. Welcome to the pod. It's that fucking cat.
Yeah, the cat. You got one?
No, not yet.
Yeah, we'll have to sit further apart if you own a cat.
No, I don't have a cat. What were you saying about Schitt's Creek?
You said God bless you. You know I could have clipped it if you didn't do
you
that.
You still can. Actually, I think we should just leave it all there the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the worst product we're going to put out. And that's the worst product we've put out in years. And I can say that confidently. Because we haven't put out a product in years.
So I did let the corp go this year.
The, which, oh, Dave? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I let it go this year.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just need, if you keep opening that fucking case, I need to talk to you about some of that later.
All right.
I need some things fixed again, as always.
Yeah.
It never ends. But one of the other things that I had to talk about is the people riding their bicycles. And I may have brought this up before because it is my biggest pet peeve.
I've never heard it.
People riding their bicycles on the fucking sidewalk.
Okay. Why? Do you want the bonus points when you run them over?
No, because it's illegal.
It is in the state of Florida.
And today, on my way over here, I turned left onto a six-lane road, and there is an electric bicycle in the fucking crosswalk that I had to wait for. And I'm like, no.
Hmm.
That's not how this works. You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
This is how you get killed. I think I've told you this before. I hit a guy on a bike once.
No, I don't remember the story.
Yeah, he was on the sidewalk going the wrong direction.
Okay.
So.
But came off the sidewalk into your truck?
No, he was on the sidewalk and he was coming from my right and okay. I was turning right. So I was looking to my left.
Yeah.
So he should have been on the other side of the road. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have had to look to my right to turn right.
Okay, I see.
And he just, like, I fucking pulled out, and I hit him right in the fuck. I put a hole in my bumper, the pedal did.
Wow.
And I sent him across two lanes of traffic.
Yeah?
And,
what happened as far as, the coppers?
The cop, showed up and, went to cite him with a ticket, or he could leave.
Okay.
And then he left.
Hmm. Yeah. That's interesting. You run into a guy, and he goes to cite him for... breaking the law. Well,
he was wrong.
Yeah.
He was on the wrong side of the road. He should have been in the road, not on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know those rentable scooters? I got screwed by one of those scooter companies.
No. Yeah. That's right. So, I'm going to go ahead and just say it.
What's up?
That we're having technical difficulties, so we've had to keep restarting. So if it sounds like shit to both of our listeners, we apologize. But, speaking of getting screwed by a scooter company, I talked to somebody about this before when I was going to make my Bears OnlyFans page and where I was going
to... Your what?
My bear porn.
Okay.
I was going to be a polar bear and my name was going to be Scooter, the polar bear for my gay porn OnlyFans. Okay. All right. So anyway, how did you get screwed by a scooter?
So the city of Tampa passed a rule, the policy, a law that says you have to park your scooters in designated scooter areas.
Which is good because they're all over the fucking place last time I was
there. I agree with you. So I took the scooter. If you don't, they charge you $5.
Oh, God. I just fucking leave it in the middle of the street then.
Yeah, for $5.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did. But the scooter company decided to not allow me to close out my app. So for an entire hockey game, they logged me on a scooter and wanted to charge me like $100.
Oh, why did they do that? Oh, you just left it there.
Well, because I took a picture, I snapped it and closed the app. because I thought it was done. Well, when the picture uploaded, it loaded the GPS. But this is me minutes later when I'm not looking at the app. I'm already walking down the street because I took a picture, hit upload. It says uploading. I put it in my pocket. You know, I thought it was done. Well, I come out of it, possibly to rent another scooter, and it still shows me logged in for a scooter. 2.5-3 hours later in a game.
Did you just take the same scooter?
I could have, but then I would have not been able to dispute the charge because I had the scooter reserved for 3 hours or whatever.
Oh, okay. Very true. Yeah, I've never used one of those. I've actually been thinking about being more of a fat person.
Yeah.
And I've looked into like buying an e-bike.
How does that make you less of a fat person if you're on an e-bike?
More of a fat person.
More of a fat
person. Did I say less? Okay.
Well, yesterday you said you're trying to be less of one.
I am trying to be less of a fat person. You know, I'm taking all these shots and look at this. Look at this. I am drinking a Cherry Coke Zero.
That is not going to do anything but make you fatter.
Fuck you. That's first of all. And
they say everything about diet products makes you fatter.
I don't know. I feel really good. So we'll see how it keeps going.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll live to see 40.
Speaking of seeing Kyle, what weight category was he in?
He was driving. He turned in front of me right here in town.
Because when he blocked us, he had dropped a significant amount of weight.
Yeah, he had to. I mean, he had a stroke or he's going to die. I hope he hears this. I hope he gets a notification that this podcast is up.
I highly doubt he knows how to subscribe to a podcast.
I am logging into the laboratory
results.
The lab results
for your STD test.
No, I have those. I can read those, but my date of service was 5/14/24, and I don't have the results yet. But on our next podcast, I'll read them aloud.
Yeah.
My STD test is here, and it says HSV2. I believe that's herpes simplex 2. And it says the index is negative. I got trick of something, another vaginalis. What the fuck does that mean? Not detective. Not detective? Not detected. Frequently asked questions. Vaginitis, vaginosis, yeast infectious. Yeast infectious? Yeast infection.
So you got tested for a yeast infection?
I don't think so. Vaginitis
is inflammation. I'd hope you'd be negative for a yeast infection.
That can be caused by a change in the balance of yeast and bacteria normally living in the vagina.
Exactly. They tested you for that.
But this test was fucking years ago. Well, no. I mean, last year. It's just like on my test. I've got... I don't know. It's all weird. I never get that much blood work done, but I'm kind of curious to see what it says. We tested everything. I noticed you got a blood pressure monitor in your living room.
I do. I thought I was dying.
Why did you think you were dying?
Well, one nice part about that blood pressure one you have is it syncs and logs your history.
Oh shit! So mine's logged into yours now.
Well, I'll delete it from my stuff. But you wanted to know what your readings were rated at. And the only way I can do that is the app because right. I don't pay attention to the levels that they recommend. But apparently, if you put it on incorrectly, it'll give you the wrong readings.
I believe that.
I didn't know how to put it on properly. So I was reading like stage 1 and stage 2.
Oh, well, at least you're still here.
Now I read as normal to elevated sometimes.
The disturbing thing is when I went to the doctor to get this order for the lab work, the nurse comes in and she does the whole workup, talk to you, does your dick itch, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she asked me. And she did the, put the thing on your finger,
yeah,
you know, for your blood oxygen and pulse. And then she does the blood pressure and she checks it. She walks away and I go, God damn, that's good. I think my blood pressure when she checked it was like 110 over 69. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I was at the grocery store the other day and it says I was going to have a heart attack
tomorrow. Yeah.
And so the doctor walks in and he looks at me and I'm like, he looks at the blood pressure and he goes, let me check it again. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, can you just say good job? Anyway, he checked it. It was the same. So I just kind of insulted that the doctor came in and wanted to check it again, but is what it is.
Yeah, there's a possibility that it could be way off in one test. But if they verify it, then you're good.
Absolutely. I'm still disappointed that my fake news and fake boobs conversation just did not take up this entire 30 or 45 minutes.
Well, I guess fake boobs are more your kind of thing.
I just thought you would have so much more to say about them.
Why?
Because you have opinions about everything.
But about boobs?
Not about boobs.
We had this conversation before on, we ranked them with our female guest once. What is number one? That's what, number two? What's number three? What's number four?
What?
You don't remember when we had a female guest with us once? We had a conversation on what is number one. Is it boobs, tits, or?
Those are the same thing.
Boobs, ass, or what were the other ones?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
We ranked them, and boobs was not number one on my list.
Okay. Like I said, I saw that sign. I've been thinking about it ever since.
I think you put their face being number one.
Maybe. They have faces?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you take the paper bag off.
Or turn on the light, all that stuff. Yeah, I get it. But when are we doing this again?
You tell me.
I don't even know how long we've been here.
You're the busy one.
I have been. Oh, shit. I stopped my clock and didn't restart it when our computer died.
I see.
So, he's taking a picture of something. He's going to put it on his Tinder account, I'm sure. Oh, you could have just said that out loud.
I could have.
Okay, 36 minutes?
Yeah.
There you go. I feel better already. Got anything else to add?
I prepared nothing for today. So.
I didn't prepare. I just literally, I saw that sign. And I wanted to take a picture of it. Is the website still exist?
No.
No. Because I good thing I didn't get a picture. Then I would have been pissed. There was nowhere to put it.
Well, have you even pulled it up on podcast? Does it show up?
What?
In your podcast app.
It does show up, but then when you go to play it, it says it's been deleted.
Yeah, it's been ripped off.
It's good. Ripped off.
Like all of the episodes are gone.
Good. Fresh start.
Yeah? We just want one episode in there?
Yeah, just one episode. Just put it and we'll send it to both of our friends.
Gotcha. As far as the website, I don't know if I'm even going to load the website up. I might just load the RSS feed that hosts the files.
Yeah, but you get bored and you like to do it anyway.
It'd be fun to figure out, because I set it up I don't know how long ago.
2016 is when I had the intro done.
Wow. So that's when I learned how to do podcasting.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's been 8 years.
Wow. So 8 years ago is when I set up the website.
Yeah, and it was, I like that we were able to put things. If we do it consistently enough, we can keep adding pictures and all that stuff to there. Like, I'd like to put the marquee from the strip club up there.
So do it.
I didn't take a picture of
it. There still is a useless podcast Instagram, so we can put it there.
I was going 40 miles an hour to even look.
Yeah.
So
you have to go back.
All right, well, is that it?
That's good with me. Mm-hmm. We're about to come up on the 40-minute mark where our last podcast ended.
Jack's Casino.
Correct.
Weird. Weird. Oh, we should go do a podcast.
That's what's wrong with this.
What?
Huh.
We should do
the inputs are reversed.
Our inputs?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we sounded pretty good.
We'll see on the playback.
Let's do a podcast on location.
In
Vegas.
Okay. It's been a long time.
It's a 3-day weekend this weekend. No balls.
We have to fly out of Orlando.
You have to?
Well, if I want to fly cheap.
Oh. Nah. Money's no object for a person like you.
Like me?
Yeah.
I just booked Cancun.
Exactly. Money's no object.
It's already spent on Cancun.
Can I come?
Yes, of course. Okay,
perfect. I'll be there.
Yeah, there's a couch.
All right. See you next time.
All right. It's good to see. Good seeing you, Johnny.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, sir. We'll be back.
Adios.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Useless Podcast. Share with a friend, enemy, or ex-lover. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Links, images, and more useless crap at uselesscast.com.